This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well then, let's hope we can stay on the air this time, shall we? Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, public service announcement while you're listening to this show today. If all of a sudden I vanish, that's because the cable TV gods have once again deserted me and let me down. But fear not, for as soon as I go down in flames, I will be calling technical support. It's going to be a scorcher. It's pretty stupid, really, when you think about it, because I pay for a business line. I don't, you know, and my business is just to be online, solid, online. And we don't have to have, like, it doesn't have to be a connection like you would say, you know, connect all of the nation's nuclear power plants to. It just has to send these packets from where I'm at, and it doesn't matter where I'm at, to GCN. Because the information superhighways, you know. A little bit like the transporter beams on Star Trek. And I was on a roll. I was on a roll. And all of a sudden, I hear my man Mac, Bill, are you there? And I'm going, yes, I'm here. What's going on? And then Mac was gone. And I was gone. And yet, for some reason, the nation thinks that we're better now because of technology. This technology the technology that my, and the worst part about my situation here with my internet provider is I can't even go and look for somebody else because they're the only ones allowed in this area. Some state law where there's like a monopolistic sort of thing happening. Allowed, if you will. I've been down this path before. Most of the time it's with billing. This time it's just with operations. And all of my little setups in the back that are behind my computer screen that I can't see, when they go bad, I won't know they've gone bad till Mac calls me up and goes, Bill, are you there? And I won't be again. I won't be. So if I drop off, I will be going straight to work on that one. Trust me. Straight to work. The left's relentless ban, push to ban commonly owned semi-automatic rifles under the guise of safety overlooks the fact that we as Americans face numerous things that cause exponentially more death than rifles on a daily basis. And this is coming from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, the Holy Grail. We look at the statistics from 2017, the most recent year of complete data. Total number of firearm-related deaths was 39,773. 23,854 were firearm-related suicides, with the remaining 15,919 being a combination of the approximately 500 accidental gun deaths that occur annually, coupled with just over 15,000 firearm-related homicides. These also include justifiable homicide. If you break down the firearm-related homicide via FBI crime statistics, you see that handguns are far and away the most common firearm for murder. 7,032 murders with a handgun versus 403 murders with a rifle and 264 with a shotgun in the cases where the firearm was identifiable. If we take the 403 rifle murders a year and divide by 365, it comes to out to 1.1, which means 1.1 Americans die in a rifle-related murder each day. And we must not overlook the fact that the 403 murders with a rifle are murders with rifles of all kinds, bolt action, lever action, breech action, pump, and semi-automatic. If we narrow the category to only include AR-15s, AK-47s, or semi-automatics, the number of Americans killed daily would be even lower than 1.1. Now, with the aid of charts released by the CDC, as well as CDC special reports, studies by schools such as Johns Hopkins University, funded by Bloomberg, and crime statistics from the FBI and coverage from Breitbart, consider 10 other causes of death that literally eclipse the number of daily deaths involving a rifle. So, as we go forward with this, the numbers I'm about to throw at you are daily. Daily. Okay. Daily heart disease deaths, 1,773. Daily cancer deaths, 1,641. Daily medical malpractice deaths, 685. Daily accident deaths, I don't know which accidents, 465. Daily lower respiratory disease deaths, 439. Daily stroke deaths, 401. Daily Alzheimer deaths, 332. Daily diabetes deaths, 229. Daily drug deaths, 192. And coming in 10th, the flu, 152. For those who argue that rifle deaths ought to be compared to deaths by other voluntary activities rather than disease, considering the following six examples. Daily drunk driving deaths, 29. Daily deaths from crossing a street, 16. Daily distracted driving deaths, 9. Daily deaths by knives and other sharp instruments, 4. Daily deaths from bicycles, 2.7. Daily deaths by hammers and other blunt objects, 1.27. Again, the daily number of deaths from all type of rifles combined is 1.1. So that means that more than twice a year, people die on bicycles. That means nearly 9 times more people are going to die due to distracted driving. Read that to mean you imbeciles that text while you're driving your car than are killed by rifles every day. Right now, your mobile phone that's in your pocket, your smartphone, if you're texting on it while you're driving your car, please stop. Because you're more dangerous than an AK-47. You're more dangerous than an AR-15. Now, should we ban mobile phones? Should we ban streets? Or knives? Or bicycles? Or hammers? I mean, if you want to take, when you look at this, I mean, 4,000 people a day die from the top three. 4,000 people a day die from the top three, which number three is daily medical malpractice deaths. Now, I have doctors. I like doctors. My doctors that saved me with the heart attack were great. These guys were just veritable, just, you know, medical machines. But daily malpractice deaths, 685. So, you know, if the CDC says it, it must be so. I'm just sitting here looking at the clock going, well, I almost got through this. I've gotten almost through this whole segment, and the internet hasn't dropped yet. After I get, if I can just make this show finish, I swear to God, I'm going to be getting on the phone. They better be open. Because this is nonsense. This is absolute nonsense. Just like the 1.1 people that die every day due to rifles. What does this mean that we should be changing? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is a Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. U.S. News and World Report rates the states for public safety. This rating takes into effect both property crime and violent crime. And the ratings use the FBI data from 2017 for their article that they published this year as the latest data available. The top three states for safety, for public safety this year, are Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Here, round of applause for those three. All three are constitutional carry states, which means no permit is required to carry a loaded handgun in most places, openly or concealed. That was the state of the law in the nation when the Constitution was ratified on 4 March 1789. Constitutional carry existed in all states for the first four decades of the Republic. Then states and the courts started chipping away at the Second Amendment. Vermont has always been a constitutional carry state. No permit has been required to carry handguns there since the Constitution was ratified. Maine became a constitutional carry state in 2015. At the time, those opposed claimed that the constitutional carry would increase street violence. From PressHerald.com, we get this. Tom Franklin, president of Maine Citizens Against Handgun Violence, predicted that passage would lead to more street violence and deaths. The group works to prevent gun violence through gun safety and education. I believe this bill reflects the current state of dysfunction in Augusta, he said Monday night during a telephone interview. It does not reflect the wishes of Maine people. He said his group is deeply concerned about allowing people to carry handguns without a permit. Does this do the Maine Citizens Against Handgun Violence, do they think that gun carriers are for it? I'm curious. But it hasn't happened. Maine followed the same script as has happened in other states. It was restored constitutional carry, mostly nothing but a restoration of personal freedom. New Hampshire restored constitutional carry in 2017. Opponents said the law would result in dead kids from NHPR.org. Although those in favor of the legislation argued the bill would not be a safety hazard, Representative Wayne Burton of Durham told his colleagues it was risky. I think a few inconvenient people is far less important than 12 dead kids, he said Wednesday. And it did not happen. New Hampshire continued to be a very safe state. Of the top 10 states in the U.S. News and World Report list, five of them are constitutional carry states. This also includes Idaho and Wyoming. The top 10 are Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, New Jersey, question marks all over my face on that one, Idaho, Virginia, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Wyoming, Massachusetts. New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts are may-issue states. Carry permits are issued in those states at the discretion of the authorities. Virginia and Connecticut are shall-issue states. Idaho restored constitutional carry in 2016. Opponents said it would endanger the public and law enforcement officers from freebeacon.com. If signed into law, SB 1389 would dismantle our current system and put Idahoans at risk, including law enforcement officers who risk their safety to protect us. Moms across Idaho will continue to fight against this bill and advocate for safer gun laws. Our families' lives depend on it. Well, Idaho followed the same script as New Hampshire. Nothing much happened. And that has been the same story across the United States as 13 states joined Vermont as constitutional carry states. The right to keep and bear arms is restored back to what it was at the nation's founding. People are not prohibited from owning arms, can carry them most places without worrying about being arrested, fined, and jailed. And other than an increase in personal freedom, greater respect for the Constitution and the rule of law, very little happens. According to this poll, about 20% of the United States registered voters oppose any limits on government power. The Second Amendment is all about limits on the power of government. History of constitutional carry shows there is nothing to fear when you restore freedom to people who are supposed to be free, which is all of us. It's all of us. And all they're doing is going back to where we started from, the state of the nation at the time. I'd really like to know how New Jersey got in there. I'd really like to know that because my impression of New Jersey is not that they should be number four in the safest states in the United States. I'd also like to know, well, once again, and this is the thing, you know, I'm looking at this. This is a survey, okay? Survey. And I don't know the method by which the survey was conducted. It's nice that five of the states are constitutional carry states. I think that is a bug and not a feature of the survey. I'm pretty sure that the people that were doing the survey were, I don't know what they were doing. Now, California's not in there. Maryland's not in there. Illinois's not in there. New York State's not in there. So I would love to know where these states fall. Dean wrote this, so... when he comes on in the third hour, if I manage to stay on the air that long, I'll ask him about that. I'm just a little bit tense over this whole internet thing. But, you know, I only require two or three things to do a radio show. Actually, two all the time. Well, no, three. There's three things I got to do a radio show. Item number one, I got to have electrical power. Item number two, I have to have an internet connection. And item number three, I got to have something to talk about. And if I have all three of those things, I could do a radio show. If I guess it could be argued I could do without the third one and just, you know, tell a bunch of stories for 3 hours. Be sort of like the Prairie Home Companion, Garrison Keillor reincarnated. But we don't want to be him because he got swept up in the Me Too movement, hashtag Me Too. But the other two I gotta have. I gotta have power. I gotta have an internet connection. And I can't have an internet connection and no power because, well, I gotta have power to power the equipment. So, just a little bit tense here. And, you know, I wonder how smart it is to take away the internet of a gun talker on a nationally syndicated radio show. I don't think it's very smart. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Trump administration is moving to ban flavored e-cigarette products. Speaking at the White House, Azar says the data shows the number of teens vaping is skyrocketing because of flavored products, including bubblegum and mango. As we mark 18 years since the 9/11 terror attacks, a man who lost his mother at Ground Zero has a message for Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota.
Some people did something, said a freshman congresswoman from Minnesota, to support and justify the creation of CARE. Objectively speaking, we know who and what was done. There is no uncertainty about that. Why your confusion? On that day, 19 Islamic terrorists, members of Al-Qaeda, killed over 3,000 people and caused billions of dollars of economic damage.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, if you're listening to this, chances are you know the constitutional arguments against gun control. The very plain text of the Constitution makes it clear that gun control shouldn't hold up to legal scrutiny. It has, however, somehow, but it shouldn't. And we all know why it has. The majority of Americans aren't worried about the argument that there should be no infringement. They accept that gun control is constitutional on some level. And for better or worse, those are the people who have to be convinced otherwise. Those are their hearts and minds we have to win. Unfortunately, there's a problem with this, you see, because most of these people get their information from the television. Because they get their information from the television, they hear a litany of leftists on a daily basis describing the world as they are trying to sell it in order to get certain things to happen, the agenda, you know, the agenda boxes checked off. And right now, in America, the people we should be trying to change the hearts and minds of, they're terrified that a mass shooting is going to happen in their community. Yeah. You've got 6 in 10 worried about a mass shooting in their community, and Americans by a 17-point margin expressed confidence that stricter gun control laws would reduce such incidents and even more endorse improved mental health monitoring and treatment to that end. 2 measures specifically remain overwhelmingly popular. 89% in the new ABC News Washington Post poll support background checks for all gun purchases, including private and gun show sales, and 86% back red flag laws allowing the police to take guns from individuals found by a judge to be a danger. By a 15-point margin, 56 to 41%, the public supports banning the sale of assault weapons. That's off its recent peak, 62%, after the shootings at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida last year, but well up from its low 45% in late 2015. People are worried and they're desperate for a solution. And the only solutions they're being fed right now is coming from the fake stream legacy media. So all they're seeing are calls for red flag laws, universal background checks, and assault weapon bans. None of those things would actually stop rampage killings. Even red flag laws, the item that seems most tailored to combat red flag laws, offers little encouragement. There's only scant evidence at most that such a measure actually prevents these kind of attacks. What it does is it changes the type of attack it might have been if they actually catch the right guy. But let me ask you a question. If I'm walking around and I've got a spear, a really sharp spear with a really long tip, you know, really, really edgy tip, and I'm walking around and my intention is to spear everybody I can find, and somebody points out, Bill has a spear, and he's going to spear everybody he intends to find. And they roll up on me, and they take my spear away, and they say, well, you can't do anything bad now, can you, Bill? Now go on your way, you little scallywag. This is the way things are going to be from here on out. No more spears for Bill. Well, what are you going to do if I get a club? Because if my intent is to harm someone or to kill someone, I don't care how I do it. I really don't care. Now, support for red flag laws and universal background checks have been higher in the past. Maybe not by as much, but that does suggest that people are starting to think a bit more critically about these measures. The Odessa shooter is the only one who might have been thwarted by any sort of law, and he picked up a gun that was built to be sold under the radar. So, since it was built to be sold under the radar, that means it would not have, there was no kind of background check that this was going to apply to. And that's a problem, because how do you defeat an idea? Are you going to take all of the materials off of the market today that somebody with a little bit of know-how could use to make a gun? Are you going to do that? Now, we as a pro-gun person, it's not that I'm pro-gun, I'm pro-freedom. But going forward, we need to remind people that rampage killings are fairly rare, even if they do seem to be happening more often, which they're not. We need to remind them that the so-called assault weapons ban has been tried. It changed nothing. They're used 1.1 time a day. And it's not just assault weapons. It's all kinds of long guns. And we also need to remind them that there's no evidence that universal background checks would stop any rampage killer, as 99% of them pass background checks. A lot of these guys were violent before this, you know, and families tried to turn them in. The cops didn't do anything. So that 90% don't care, you know, when you get out there and you're looking at the 90% of people that are getting out there, they don't care that the phrase shall not be infringed is at the end of the Second Amendment. The first and easiest thing is to give them some sort of argument to maybe engage them, which is also going to be very difficult because we've gotten so divisive. We're so divided now that if we don't agree right off the bat with whatever a leftist has to say, they just move on. That's not to say that most of Americans most Americans that are Democrats or identify as Democrats are leftists. That's not to say that at all. So, you know. But we have to, I don't know how we engage these people. Because they're not, to engage, to have a conversation, that's a two-way street. You got to have somebody that's willing to have that conversation. They've got to be willing to have that conversation. And the conversation cannot be one way where you're yelling at me and screaming at me and telling me you're going to come and do this to me. How are you going to do that to me? I'm here, I'm armed, and I just want to talk with you. I don't want to harm you. I don't want to yell at you. I want to talk to you. That's it. That's all. And, you know, what do I get? Well, I'm not getting any reasonableness. There's no reasonableness going on there. So, we got to find some way to engage them, but until we figure that out, we just got to stay on it. We got to stay on these politicians. I'm very pleased that I've made it through this hour so far. I don't know what I thought. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So we've got these red flag laws popping up everywhere. We've got the GOP, led by my senior senators, seeming to cave on this. And, here's some things to remember. Now, here's one thing to think about. If you live in a state that has a red flag law now, and I'm not getting paid to tell you this, but the United States Concealed Carry Association, I have heard in their membership includes coverage for you if you get red flagged. That's worth the price of being a member. Because if you live in a state where you have a red flag law, the chances are better that you're going to be red flagged than it is that you're going to need them if you shoot somebody in self-defense. Once again, I'm not affiliated with them. I don't know anybody there. I'm just saying they cover it, and that's worth your time. So, here's some things you should do if you do live in a state with a red flag law. Okay? Maybe we should all be doing this. I don't know. Number one, you need to privately photograph your firearm and record their make, model, type, caliber, serial number, and condition in case they disappear if seized by the government. Store the information somewhere outside. And that's easier. It's easy to do that nowadays. I mean, there's different ways of doing that, different ways of encoding that. You feel like you're going to be snooped on. Look at this treasure trove of information. Yeah, you can have that. Number two. Have your homeowner's insurance and with an umbrella policy. If a family member wrongfully uses a firearm, you may be sued for failing to red flag them. Yeah. Something you got to consider. The thing about your guns, like I just changed my insurance to USAA, and they have a valuable items insurance policy where at the very least, if I insure these and they get taken, I would imagine that I'd like to have the money for it at the very least, right? Number three, you need to know wherever you are. And listen, when I'm doing local radio around here, when I fill in the local radio, it is astonishing how little people know about guns and gun law in this, in their respective areas. So you need to know your jurisdiction's gun laws. And then you need to make certain you don't possess anything prohibited by your jurisdiction. This includes accessories such as prohibited magazines in certain states, bump stocks everywhere. If those prohibited items are seized under red flag, you might also face criminal charges. Number four. This goes back to thinking about USCCA. Have an attorney knowledgeable about guns and red flag laws ready to help you. U.S. Law Shield also covers red flag seizures. Number five, and this is paramount, okay? And there's no dishonor in this, okay? Never physically resist a red flag raid. Never physically resist. The time to fight a red flag order is not going to be when they're serving it on you. Gun owners have been shot and killed by the government now. Number six, ask for your attorney and do not make any statement until you first speak with your attorney. You have a Sixth Amendment right to counsel. Don't waive that. As a matter of fact, I would consider this. If you get dragged down that path in the setup to when you finally get to see the judge, if you're doing everything with an attorney, because now you have to convince them you're not violent, you're not crazy, and you're not a criminal. Even though you just passed a background check to buy those guns whenever you got those guns, now you gotta redo it. And number seven, remember, due process now comes after the government takes your guns first. Yeah. Now, despite what the left wing media wants you to believe, there's not an epidemic of mass shootings or an epidemic of gun violence in general in the United States. And this is purely going by the data. In fact, and again, in spite of what many in the media would have us believe, by many accounts, rampage killings are not even on the rise. But that really depends on how you define one of those things. But getting away from that, a recent piece in something called The Conversation declares that mass shootings aren't growing more common. And so, in reference to that, they went to USA Today, and they looked at mass shootings as of 8/5 of this year, going back to 2006. And let's see, 2016, there were more rampage killings then, and then they started going down in 2017, and they were down in 2018, and they're down this year. As a matter of fact, the last time we were at this level was 2014. The low mark was 2010. All of this has been since the assault weapon ban sunsetted. So it is not that semi-automatic rifles are the weapon of choice. That's just what they're told in the media. So that's what they go do. James Allen Fox, he got out there from Northeastern University, said there's no evidence that we are in the midst of an epidemic of mass shootings. It's true, and you know, it's been true for quite some time. It goes up and down. And he was interviewed by Reason's Nick Gillespie. He said, there's no evidence that we're in the midst of an epidemic. Even the leftists at Politico agree. They're Grant Duay, a research director for the Minnesota Department of Corrections and author of Mass Murder in the United States, A History, concludes that mass shootings are roughly as common now as they were in the 1980s and 90s. Not only are they rare, but they represent an extremely small portion of overall gun murder. In the U.S., even a leftist publication like Vox makes a note of that. while using a variety of data, including Professor Fox's Vox's Dylan Matthews, rightly reveals that while tragic deaths as a result of a rampage killing are a tiny sliver of America's gun homicide problem. What's more, we comprise about 4.5% of the world's population, and though we own half of the world's privately owned guns, America accounts for less than half of 1% of the world's murders. Likewise across the U.S., this trend is similar. The presence of guns does not correlate to more gun murder. Many of the safest areas in America have the highest rates of gun ownership. And in spite of all these facts, after the most recent rampage killings, like any rampage killing, leftists in the media and the Democrat Party do what they always do. They always hype the event. They blame the Republicans and the conservatives. They paint us as awash in gun violence, especially mass shootings, and demand that politicians do something. And they're not, you know, once they get what they want, they'll still continue because it's not going to go away. They don't want it to go away because they have to continue the script and pretend to have the answers for all of the rampage killings in the epidemic. And Nancy Pelosi screaming, enough is enough, just the other day. She added, the Republican Senate must end its obstruction and finally pass this common-sense bipartisan House-passed gun violence prevention legislation the country is demanding. Like, she's saying that violence can be prevented by legislation. Why didn't I think of it? Let's just ban murder. Won't that just solve it all? That's why the Senate exists, by the way, Nancy, because you guys are irrelevant and nobody cares what you're doing because the only time you ever want to do anything, you seem to be wanting to take something from us. Coming up on the third hour, and when we get back, we're going to be talking with Dean Weingarten. He's home in Yuma, I do believe, so that's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.